I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
That's Samuel L. Jackson as Mr. Senor Love Daddy in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. That movie came out in 1989, but that monologue sure fit today, another day of record heat for much of the country. We're going to take a couple of minutes here to get the basics on something we hear a lot about when it's this warm, the heat index. Lance Rotfuss is meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Peachtree City, Georgia. He's also author of the paper, More Than You Ever Wanted to Know, about the heat index.
Heat index is really how hot you perceive it to be. It's the body's ability to cool itself depends not only on the temperature, but how much moisture there is in the air. The more moisture there is in the air, the harder it is for the body to cool itself.
The point there, I guess, is that if you're sweating, you're cooling yourself. If it's humid out, you're not able to sweat as efficiently?
Yes, exactly right. The body is not able to cool itself by the evaporation process when you're sweating.
I think you can probably tell I've been reading your seminal paper on the heat index, Mr. Rotfuss.
Well, I cannot at all take credit for that as being a seminal paper. It was actually Stedman back in the 70s who did all the heavy lifting work and research on how the body responds to heat and humidity. I was just in the right place at the right time to try to explain it to the public in a more layman's way.
You mentioned Stedman. That's R.G. Stedman?
Yes. To the best of my knowledge, he was a researcher in Australia who was really obviously heavily into understanding the effects of heat and humidity on the human body.
And how did he figure it out?
Oh, that's a very complicated process. He took a lot of what we call biometeorological studies and basically just crunched a lot of numbers to derive a table that described what the temperature felt like based on humidity and temperature.
Can this possibly be true? Was his paper really called The Assessment of Sultriness?
Yes, that was the paper that sort of launched it all for heat index.
I think what you've done here is you've taken R.G. Stedman's table and sort of backtracked and tried to figure out if you were to write an equation, and you say you really can't write an equation, but if you could, what variables would come into play?
Yeah, we tried to make it as simple as possible, and as Stedman said many times, there are so many different factors that go into this, but really, it comes down to temperature and humidity. The difficulty in that is it takes a lot of things into account. A lot of assumptions go into that.
And some of those assumptions you list here, gosh, things I would never have thought about. Clothing resistance to moisture transfer?
Well, it all has to do, you know, if you just even take it to more common language, it's just how much clothing you have on, how much you weigh, if you're standing out in the sun versus in the shade, how windy it is. Some of the assumptions that go into this are a person that's 5'7" tall and 147 pounds. Obviously, if you're carrying more weight than that, then the effect of the heat and humidity on the body would be even greater.
So it's sort of a rough approximation, I guess.
And that's what it has to be. We've got to start with some sort of baseline that we can all look at and say, okay, I know what 110 heat index feels like to me, and I got to take care to drink plenty of water, dress appropriately, and all these things. The National Weather Service has been very concerned about public safety, and the more we can get information out there about how high the heat index is, people can take the appropriate precautions.
Well, Lance Rotfuss, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Lance Rotfuss is meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Peachtree City, Georgia. And Mr. Rotfuss, what's the heat index in Peachtree City today?
I think we're looking on the order of 105 to 106.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.